Dayton was limited. James was probably in the same category. I had a better look at James than Dayton. But I thought James, I mean, he looked pretty good.
With a dome game and field turf and all that, why are you guys outside? I guess what is the thinking there?
It's better to be outside.
I mean, just body wise, or
it's better to train outside. We'll be ready for the field turf.
Why? Well, I mean, I wasn't questioning this.
It's better. It's better training. It's better to train on the grass. It's better for your joints. So, I would always go grass over field turf. We have pre-practice in there on the field turf. We'll practice. Our Saturday practice is scheduled for the Hudson Center. So we actually anticipated on being inside today, but we were able to beat the rain today. So it was good to be outside.
Do you follow Sean Payton's career much, just because you're from the same coaching class, so to speak?
Follow Sean's career. Have a lot of respect for Sean. I always appreciated the way he, viewed offensive football, throughout his career, and the experiences that he's had, coordinating with the Giants and also in Dallas. So, obviously we were named head coaches the same year. So, I have great respect for him.
Mike, is your concern for Morgan any higher today since he wasn't able to go
here today? Yeah, my concern for Morgan is higher than it was yesterday. Hopefully with today and what goes on tomorrow, we'll see if he can do anything Saturday.
How much more comfortable is it, though, with the way that the safeties have played, to know that, especially compared to a year ago, you have more depth there if something like this were to happen?
Yeah, we feel good. We feel very good about our depth. I can't say enough the way the guys stepped up last week. And, everybody's practicing, everybody's contributing, everybody wants to. So everybody's looking for an opportunity. Mike has done a lot of good things. HaHa had an excellent practice today. Jared Bush is always ready to go, as far as the dime and things like that. And Sean Richardson is playing extremely well in special teams. And, he's looking for an opportunity also. Sean had the big stop in there on third down against Carolina last week.
Is this Morgan Burnett's best year in your opinion?
Probably, yeah. I mean, after seven games, I would agree with that.
What would you attribute that to?
Excuse me?
Why is he playing so much better this year?
Well, Morgan's been healthy. I think he's a lot more, more confident. With the scheme, communication has been excellent. I think he's having a better year this year than he did last year.
Did you feel completely comfortable with HaHa playing the whole game?
I think HaHa's ready to play a complete game. I think the biggest thing with our defensive line is number one, we've done a good job with the rotation, so guys have been fresh, as far as their number of opportunities and attempts. So, I feel very, very confident in what we've been able to do. And, Luther's done some good things. He's getting better each and every week as a young guy.
Mike, you've had Eddie now for almost 2 years. What is he like to coach? We know what he's like for us to deal with, but what's he like for you? What kind of guy?
Eddie Lacy's easy to coach. He's very willing, and I just can't say enough about when anytime something comes up, his desire to not to disappoint his teammates is very high. So he's an excellent teammate, obviously an excellent talented running back, and he's a much better player today than he was last year, and I think he's clearly made that jump from year one to year two, and he's a joy to coach.
What stands out to you when you look at a guy like Jimmy Graham?
Jimmy Graham's a primary target of the Saints offense, rightfully so. I think any time a tight end can play, inside and outside, can also line up, on the backside of a 3-by-1 and be a feature player. So I think that speaks volumes of how he's used. deadly in the red zone. So, you know, definitely a big part of their offense.
This offseason with the franchise tag thing, there was debate. Is he a receiver? Is he a tight end? Do you think he's sort of revolutionized the position, or is he just getting more attention to things that everyone else is doing as well?
I think he's a damn good football player.
Mike, I know you were in San Francisco by then, but since you had spent so much time in New Orleans, I was just curious, do you remember the summer of 05 and Katrina hitting? Do you remember kind of watching that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just wondering kind of what your recollection is about.
Well, I mean, when Katrina hit, I think like everybody, it's devastating. Living down there, obviously the people that you've had relationships with, I mean, just in contact with them. Actually, the team, the Saints, were playing in a preseason game in Oakland right after that. So, you know, I had a chance to, and I was, you know, right down the road there in San Francisco, so I had a chance to see some of the guys.
Yeah,